I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove from the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Mark DeRose is a really nice guy. He also happens to be a fantastic musician and the frontman of Mark DeRose and The Way Home. Their latest album, Carolina Smile, was produced by Eddie Jackson and released on Radio Vibe Records in 2011. It has also been nominated for a 2012 Tri-State Indie Music Award for Best Album Artwork. I recently caught up with Mark to talk about the album, the band, and his experiences working with Eddie Jackson. Well, joining me at the Candy Factory in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania, is Mark DeRose from Mark DeRose and The Way Home. Oh, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to Around the Wood Stove. It's great to talk to you, man. We're going to talk about this record called Carolina Smile, and it is fantastic. One of the things that really jumped out at me, I'm just going to jump right in, okay? One of the things that really struck me while listening to this album is how you were able to bring so many different genres, so many different styles of music to the table, but the record itself sounds like a band. Mm-hmm. And for songwriters, yeah, that happens. Yeah. Like, songwriters will make a record to sort of represent their breadth. Mm-hmm. And a seasoned solo guy and a guitar will go out and play a show and want to mix it up. But with a band, it's usually different. And when a band brings a schizophrenic genre record, it usually just means that it's their first one,
right?
And they've got all these songs that they've been written. Let's do a reggae song.
Sure.
And then you end up with this thing. But this record is very consistent. It is a band.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, talk about that. I mean, talk about the music and the diversity of music, because it's really great.
I think there's definitely that first thing you talked about, because I know a lot of the bands I grew up. I think of earlier Bare Naked Ladies albums, where I forget which one. I can see the album cover. I think it was called Gordon, where you'd listen through and you're like, man, they're really sampling from different stuff. So identify with what you're saying. I think a lot of it is that space of, okay, I'm a songwriter, and you know, I think as a songwriter, you take certain liberties to try different things. I know one half, I think, would definitely be the whole. One, we worked with a producer and engineer who is very good at going, okay, I got to figure out how these are all going to be on the same album. I mean, we literally had a song, I think it's track six, a song called Stay. We played it, and he went, guys, I don't know what album that's going on. And this brings me to my second point. He said, if we're going to put that on there, you got to change it in the next hour, because that was how much time we had to get through the basics. And so that brings me to my second point. I'm fortunate and blessed to play with four musicians who are very flexible and had the ability to go, okay, well, let's try it this way and come through with it. So I think that's the second thing. And, you know, also we had just added a new drummer at that point. We took our regular drummer and moved him to auxiliary, and he plays keys, auxiliary percussion, and guitar.
Wow.
And he had just made that move, in about a month before we did the recording, we brought in a new drummer. So I think that potentially feeds into some of the, I know you didn't say schizophrenia, but the diversity.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We struggle a little bit, because I'll be honest, Jason, I think you're a very seasoned listener from our conversations, and I worry a little bit that someone's going to go, man, these guys are all over the place, you know. So it's nice to hear somebody say, man, it's varied.
And I would have, because that's one thing that I always, you know, that's one thing that I pick up on. But like I said, in this case, the kudos then
oh, thank you
to Eddie Jackson.
Yeah, he's Eddie's brilliant. I met Eddie up at school in Boston, and I truly, we had this thing in school amongst our circle of friends, and we would say, hey, pick your five people who you think are going to get somewhere. And Eddie was always on that. I mean, he gets it. He's brilliant. He's worked with James Taylor, guys from Steely Dan. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, and he's just a real cool guy, very down to earth, and he can listen and see the whole picture and go, that can't work because we got to stay over here in this.
Yeah, you know, and it's, Stephen Courtney did some work on this record.
Yeah,
too, right?
He did. It's on Radio Vibe Records, so it's on his label. We did some additional tracking towards the end of the album with Stephen. A bunch of the background vocals we did for a track called Background was actually over at Stephen's studio in Mannheim, and that was just a total blast of a night because, you know, anybody that knows Stephen, his big personality came out.
Yeah.
He was leading the whole room. And
absolutely.
It's fun to just sit back and go, you got it, boss. And just let him drive the bus.
Some great harmonies on this record. Talk about the importance of vocals with this band.
Oh, for us, it's very important. I think it's one of those that we're probably never going to get it the way we want it to be because we care about it so much. Partly even, I'm fortunate we all get it. We all play our roles. We have one guy in our band that particularly gets it and can really coach us all on that. And I know for me, and I think I speak for all of us, is like we can all sing, all humans can sing, whether you do it well or not. I know for me, that's why I enjoy the harmony so much.
Yeah.
I think harmonies for me, whether it's us singing it or just listening to them, I feel like you're like, whoa, that's humans coordinating and working together well, you know. And it's just, I think for us, I know probably more than anything we do, when we sing in harmony and it feels good, you know, you're in the basement shedding things and you're like, ooh, that was it. And, you know, you just trying to always get back to that spot and have it sound the same way.
Carolina Smile, this album has, I don't know, dozens of names across the the package.
There's like 110, something like that.
This is extreme crowdfunding.
Yeah, it was.
That's what I think it should be called. so it's not just a list of names in the liner notes, but literally the album cover itself are the names of the people
mm-hmm.
who supported making mm-hmm. this album. What was that experience like?
Well, it was all through Kickstarter.com, which came to our knowledge, the whole platform of how to use that through the manager we had at the time. And it's just basically you go on there and you say, I'm going to do XYZ, and you put prices. You can vary the different packages. Like ours was $5, get your name on the CD artwork. I think $10 was the name on the CD artwork and the download. And it kept on climbing through there. And it was such a neat ride. When we first did it, we said, hey, we went with $5,000. That was what we were trying to want to raise. And I walked into the guys and I threw out some crazy number that they talked me down to $5,000. And I remember about 10 days into it, I went, oh my God, I think I messed up, because it just wasn't going very well. And there are people that go on there and, you know, you set how many days you want to do it. People go on there and they do it in like 2 days. I think a local guy here, Adam Taylor, I think he cleared it in a day.
Really?
And he did it right around the time that we did it. And I called the guys and I'm like, oh my God, we're in trouble. And we cleared it about, I think, 6-7 days short of our goal. And it just, I'll never forget it. You get updates. Hey, so-and-so pledged this.
Yeah, yeah.
And, our bass player's father booked us to play his brother's birthday party. do this Kickstarter thing, and that put us over the top. And I remember just sitting there, and like tears came pouring out because I was so relieved and just.
Oh, that's great!
It was, yeah, it was a blast.
Did you have to pay extra for the different fonts?
No, in fact, I did all. I fancy myself as a graphic artist, a graphic designer, so I did all the artwork.
Oh, and, that's great.
You know, I had all that stuff from previous projects and things.
Some fancy fonts.
Huh? Yeah, there are some. Well, we were trying to establish the whole everybody's different. They deserve their own font. So I think we used each font twice. So some people.
So you pair it up with somebody.
Yes, people
right?
have similar.
It's like your doppelganger.
Yes.
This is your.
Your font doppelganger.
Your fontalganger. talking about the music on this record, because it's fantastic. Out of the gate. Right? You've got Shine.
Mm-hmm.
Can you dig back into it a little bit? Tell me,
sure.
Tell me the story.
Well, one, it was... In particular, we have a guitarist that... He's a good buddy. We've become very good friends from playing in the band. And he's one of these guys that just picks up the guitar and will start playing. And something comes out. And I always turn to him and go, please tell me that's not something else.
Right.
Because he just comes up with things. And that main riff was something that came out of that. You know, we were at a gig and doing sound check, and he just starts playing. So we took that, and that was one of the latter ones that I wrote before going to the studio. And I have a dear friend who struggles with things, goes up and down with depression and the like. And so I thought, man, what a neat juxtaposition to try and attack it that way. One of my favorite guys is Dave Matthews, and I remember reading articles where he would say, you know, I really like taking happy music and spinning it with something that makes you think, and when you look at it, you're like, this isn't happy at all, you know. And granted, the message is to try and pick her up, and
yeah, absolutely.
Know, hey, you've got this light that I don't want to see go away, because selfishly, my life would suffer, you know, without that individual's light and good nature. And
hey there, JoJo.
Annabella is a great song. It's a great groove.
Yeah.
Who's it? Tell me the story of Annabella.
Sure. I co-wrote that with a friend of mine from music school, and she had shared it with me. I was out visiting her, and you know, I said, "Hey, what are you writing as of late?" And she pulled out and she started playing it. And I said to her, "I'm like, man, could I ask a favor?" I said, "I'd love to record that if you'd let us." And she said, "That's fine." She goes, "Just don't change the melody." She goes, "I know how you are."
Yeah.
She goes, "I know you tend to stray from melodies." And so we went in and we played through it. And I honestly think it was a nice break for the guys, because they kind of went, "Oh, this is different. Like a challenge.
It is.
Like, you know, you kind of come up with your formulas on how you play your part in a band." And of course, that can be the end of you when it comes down to it. But at any rate, you know, it was just her. My understanding of it was her sister and her life, and how they have been there for each other. And you know, her just saying to her sister, "Hey, you know, we've been through a lot. There's more to come." And it's funny, as you said, like the album having a message of hope. It kind of fell right into the general theme.
There's some mighty fine guitar playing, gluing these verses together.
Yeah, Jay is. Jay is, as I said, he's one of these guys that he gets it, and he's funny. He can play way over here, and I remember sitting in a lot of sessions with Eddie and Jay, and he'd look at Eddie and just say, "Is that enough?" And he'd go, "Yeah, it's enough." You know, and he'd coach him, you know, talk him down, because he can really play. And
yeah. In a band, it's time that I tell you there's trouble ahead in your view, because you got disaster. Some heartache, believe me, plans will fall through. Hey, Annabella, can't keep the run away from the truth. Hey, Annabella, ain't a thing in the world
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. My guest today is Mark DeRose from Mark DeRose and the Way Home.
So Get Up, Get Out is the third track on this album, and I have these visions when I listen to this song, right? That I'm a kid. It's the mid-70s. I'm at the swimming pool in the summer, all sunburned and peeling. And this track is coming through the loudspeaker. We had one of those loudspeakers, like a bullhorn,
sure,
mounted on the side of the mounted on the side of the concrete building. And it's the feel of this song just takes me right back to that kind of situation. Mm-hmm. It's like a mid-70s, late-70s pop rock song, singer-songwriter song. Really, really nice piano work in this one, and I just love the gang vocal.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun to do
on the chorus.
Yeah,
how much of these songs do you bring, or did you bring to the studio arranged like this? And how much of it was Eddie influencing these tracks?
That one was in particular Eddie really putting his stamp on it, because I remember we struggled with that song. Like, hey, how do you play it? Kind of one of those, you know. Very similar to what I was saying, like you make it harder than it has to be.
Yeah.
And I remember Eddie just saying, hey, just dirty it up. Don't do anything else. Just make it a little dirty. Give it some swing and make it a little bit, I guess, just more raw. And I know we normally would record the vocals where you would sing the verse. And we sang this one from the start to the end, because he kept on saying, he goes, I really want it to feel raw and desperate. And it was a blast, because normally we'd cut tracks and it would just be exhausting, and this was like, I think we did it for like an hour, and he was like, good. And I remember saying, I'm like, can we do that with every song? And he goes, no, and you're going for an effect here, so
good to go.
Yeah.
This life is too short to be bored. You gotta get out. You're feeling the drift, wanting more, so pick your head up. You're not gonna find it with your eyes. Wanna give up? You traded your gifts for a chore, and now you're fed up. You're tired of excuses. I don't wanna hear them anymore. So it's right, left, then once more. Your eyes always looking up. You're fine with time, and you can't be sure. The world is waiting at your door. Just a waste of time, and do you some good to forget. You need your trouble mind, leave it all behind you. It's not gonna do you any good.
This record closes with a song called Back Around. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna quote it: when I look back on my days, it's you bring me back. Mm-hmm. Around. It's like a nice cyclical message.
Yeah.
let's talk about this one a little bit.
Sure. I wrote it for I had one old friend in mind, and I think there's other old friends that kind of seeped in there and threw their input into the thoughts. But I have a friend that I made in fourth grade, and I even get a little choked up just thinking about him. He's such a good person, and he's one of the, you know, it's just, he's been my, we met fourth grade on a football field. I was was the biggest kid on the team, and we're obviously not on TV right now. I'm 5'8" now, and at that point my father thought I was the Great White Hope. My father played football, and you know, I was the biggest kid in our family, and I hated it with all my heart. And I would go to practice crying because I didn't want to be there. I remember my dad going, pushing me down the hill to go play. And
yeah,
I met this guy there, and he's been nothing but just a dear supportive friend through my whole life, you know. And so he was the inspiration for that song, and I look at it and go, man, hopefully everybody has a friend like that can continually, you know, just find the right things to say, or even just say nothing, you know, just listen and go, okay, yeah, I got it off my chest, you know, and
yeah,
it makes you feel a little better about things.
'Cause this life, it goes up and it goes down, down, with a little faith and love. It'll come around. And when you look back on our days and the memories we have made, I wanna be the one who never runs and face our troubles unafraid. afraid. No matter what may come, I'll shine like the sun and dance you through the rain. When I look back on my days, it's always you. You bring me back around. You bring me back around. You bring me back around. You bring me back around.
So you played an NFL halftime show?
Yeah.
Ravens,
yeah.
Steelers?
Yeah.
Well, you picked a great game.
Yeah, well, in fact, it was right after the Steelers won the Super Bowl. We got this random phone call through a connection with one of my bandmates, and they said, well, do you want to do it? And hey, it was totally bizarre because I'd never been to an NFL game ever. And we went down, we practiced on like a Wednesday. It was cold as all get out. And the band, they were so charming and so friendly, and everybody was, we were overwhelmed because everyone was so kind to us. And we're like, we're just a bunch of monkeys from Southern Pennsylvania. And they're just so kind. And then you go in that day and we practiced beforehand. And we literally had, it was 6 minutes. And of course, most good shows are, even 45 minute shows are gone in a second.
Right.
And we had like 30 seconds to get our gear on the field. You know, you have 6 minutes to play songs, then you have to get right back off. And the crowd down there is nutty. And it's the Steelers, so it's the closest thing I think I'll ever experience to like feeling like I'm in a coliseum and you know everybody's yelling stuff and they're screaming at you. And
wow, that must have been amazing.
It was a blast. I mean, it was definitely. We'd love to do it again. I don't know if it's ever going to come around again, but I honestly, two of my bandmates in particular were just off the wall, you know, on the phone afterwards, going, "Oh my God, that was the greatest thing ever," and just ecstatic about it. And it was fun.
So when Mark DeRose heads north to upstate New York to play a solo gig, what do you cue up on the iPod?
I'm on a huge. I always go back to the same guys. I think or the same artists. Like I love James Taylor. Huge. I love Bruce Hornsby.
Nice.
I mean, Allman Brothers. Is that kind? I don't know. I remember growing up and listening to all that classic rock, and I remember my friends being like, "But dude, they're done. Like, there's no new albums to come out." And, of course, James Taylor and Bruce Hornsby are still around. And the Allman Brothers are still around, thankfully. And I put that stuff in a lot. Right now, I'm on a huge... I love the band. I think they were so ahead of their time with production. And what I love about them is I feel like they pushed the envelope of, hey, this stuff gets out there a little bit, but they kept it friendly and pop. And I listen to their albums. I'm just like, man, they had it figured out. And even with, you know, you brought up Shine... I think with those tracks, and there's a couple others that we've written since, that it's like literally in my head, I say to the guys, I'm like, no, what would the band do? You know, like how would they approach it? I think they had that great balance between funky and Southern. You know, for me, Southern means familiar just because that's the stuff I grew up on. And, you know, probably a lot of that. I know I love a lot of different singer-songwriters. You know, that could bore you with a list of completely unknowns. But
can you give me a summary in a couple of sentences of why it is you do this?
Oh, golly. I'll tell you, there's a lot of nights where I'm driving home.
Ask yourself
yourself that question. Why do I do this? I work in other creative, you know, I work the quote-unquote day gig is working in the visual arts. You know, applied art, and I'm thankful for that, like in different graphic design and this and that. And I guess it's, for me, I feel like music is such a unique way to try and connect. I think the greatest thing for me is when someone comes up and goes, hey, you know that song, such and such? Yeah, I really connected to that. It reminds me of my mom or what have you. I think that's what I'm aching for. You know what I mean? You go play a gig and it's great to connect with your bandmates. It feels awesome. And then when that, you know, whether you're playing with solo or whatever, when you're making music and someone then connects, that is just, that's such a cool feeling. So I think, I know that's what keeps me wanting to play music. And I think it's as simple as that, just that desire to connect with people, you know, through that medium of music. Because I think you could try and say the same thing through a piece of, you know, for me, say it through dance. I'm not a very good dancer, so I couldn't do it. But through a visual piece or what have you, and I go, man, it's not the same. There's something really cool about doing this, and it's only in the moment, and someone gives you back, you know, a smile, or they're dancing with you, and it's okay. It's cool. It's neat.
Thanks so much, man. Thanks for coming down and
talking
to me.
Thank you for having me. Yeah. Real pleasure.
I wish you all the best with this record and and with the band and all the future halls.
Thank you very much, Jason.
You can find Mark DeRose online at markderosemusic.com or link up from our website, woodstovehouse.com, where you can listen to previous episodes, subscribe to the show, leave feedback, or drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us keep doing what we do. You can now hear Around the Wood Stove while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your iPad or smartphone. Download Stitcher for free from your app store, then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter Woodstove, all one word. You'll be automatically entered to win $100. The latest episode of this show will be waiting for you in your favorites, and you'll get access to thousands of other shows available on demand with no syncing. It's Stitcher Smart Radio. Don't forget to enter promo code Woodstove when you register your app. Around the Woodstove is a production of the Woodstove House. Find us on the web at woodstovehouse.com.